Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And who is with me, dear?
Charlene.
Yes. McNeil.
Yes.
We
absolutely.
Are here live. This is not a recording from the past.
No.
This is a live thing today. So
today we're on schedule, aren't we?
Yes, and so get your questions ready. Tell us your concerns. We're here, opening up to all of you. So give us a call. Let us know what you want healed, what you're thinking about. And something that I want to mention, Charlene, is all of the energies that have been coming in this month. Have you noticed it?
I would say so, yes.
What have you noticed?
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot of them. I've been going through a lot of clearings.
A lot of what?
A lot of clearings where past memory is coming up and I'm able to clear it. And that's been really incredible. Then other people are saying, well, what's going on here? So they're noticing it as well, that there's been a lot of shift in energy. So we're doing a lot of clearing of past memory, past lives, and cell memory from present time and our DNA. It's been amazing.
Indeed it has. And the information that I get about energies is the work that Richard and I do. We channel with Mother Mary and Yeshua, and then so many of our conference calls, the masters who come discuss energy. And what they have been telling us, Charlene, is that each month when we have a full moon, of course, there is new energies that come to the planet. But this has been an accumulation. In other words, what has been coming to the planet each month has been accumulating during the year, which means by the time we get to December, that is a lot of energy that has been accumulating because it doesn't all get assimilated into our bodies and into the earth. And Mother Mary and Yeshua, too, discussed what has been happening, especially since August. And there was a configuration in the sky that where four planets come and form like a cross. And these formations come with 90-degree angles. And so what they were telling us, I just thought was so fascinating, is a lot of people follow astrology, but they don't always connect sacred geometry to the configurations in the sky. And so when we have four planets that come together like this in the form of a cross, there are all 90-degree angles, and that these are exceptionally powerful. And so we had a connection like that in August, and there was another one in December, and we had two full moons in the month of December. And if you think of all of that energy, this is what we're struggling with, my dear.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
So what I would like to do is, you and I certainly have noticed the energies and some of the effects that they've had on the body. And so if there are people out there listening who want to discuss this, tell us what you are feeling. Tell us what you're clearing. Charlene's clearing past lives. And yes, this is all part of ascension. So tell the audience, Charlene, when you have a past life come up, what is this like, a memory of, something that happened in the past?
Yeah, usually, sometimes, though, I'm finding that it's gone full circle. If I'm looking at something that's happening to an individual right now that is not working in their life, or it's a stress, or it's uncomfortable for them, and then I go in and have God tell us what's going on, and usually he'll take them back into past life, and the similarities are the same. In other words, they come through And so your cell memory that you're carrying right now has got memory from your past life and your DNA. And so
it's like a replay.
Yeah, it's just a replay of what's gone on before. But usually I don't know until I'm working with the individual, and he'll tell me where it's coming from, whether it's just the past life or whether it's the DNA, or now he's got me clearing people's the ancestral line and clearing their past lives. So it's a really a tremendous amount of energy that is being removed from everybody. But it's kind of like maybe one person has been designated to go in and clear not only themselves, but their ancestral line.
And, of course, people don't remember this, but they agreed to come into that family line and clear the DNA because, interestingly, they probably were one of their ancestors.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and they really have agreed to come in at this time to do the work that's being done right now for not only themselves, but like you say, with their ancestral line.
And so, like I say, Charlene, you know, we put our hand up to volunteer.
Yeah, we said that.
Next time, I'm going to put my hand in my pocket.
And that's what Carolyn keeps saying. She says, I'm going to put my hands in my pocket from now on. Quit raising it.
Apparently,
it's
though.
It's too late.
Yeah, it still gets out, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're still here doing it. And it'll continue, and you won't give up not doing it, so neither will I. So sometimes I think, oh, Charlene, just get over it and get going. Quit complaining.
Well, sometimes it does get tiring.
Yeah, it does. It does, that's for sure. Because sometimes it's pretty overwhelming because you're not just feeling your own energy. You're feeling the ancestral energy as well. And so sometimes it can be pretty overwhelming what you're dealing with at the time. But it can be cleared, and I've seen lots of it cleared. Seen some really marvelous things happening to people lately. Well, always have, but boy, it's moved. I guess let's put it this way. What I'm finding is that people are clearing things more quickly. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
It's faster. It just seems like, and one lady called me the next day, and she says, does it usually work this fast? Because it can be like the next day. Because energy is energy, and it's moving very quickly to clear it. Like you said, God's wanting everybody to be in a state of ascension, and that means where our cells have changed to crystalline rather than carbon. And so you'll be more intuitive, more in tune with those that have crossed over. There's a lot of beautiful things that are going to transpire in a person's life once they've been able to release the negative vibrational frequency of their past life and their ancestral life. Just amazing things happening.
Well, friends, we're on station one, and the toll-free number to reach us if you care to speak to Charlene or myself is 888-815-9756. Give us a call. Tell us what you're going through, because I've had people tell me how they are dreaming of relatives who have moved over to the other side, and they're wondering if that relative is trying to connect with them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And many times they are.
Oh, yeah, they are. That's what I said. That's part of the energy that's going out there, is they're really wanting to help us to clear as much as we can and as quickly as knowing right now that it can be done quickly. So they're very well aware of it and wanting to help.
Indeed. And many times they start to connect with us in a dream.
Yes.
To make themselves aware that they are there. And so if you're dreaming of relatives or friends who have passed over, there is a possibility that that individual is trying to connect with you and help you.
Well, as a matter of fact, they're probably most of your ancestral line is helping to get this, the earth and everybody on it in a space that is going to be more congenial to being in a God energy.
Well, so many times people think of death as something where people are, you know, they'll never see the individual again. And they don't realize that if you stop and think of it, there really is not such a thing as death. The soul lives on. And sometimes it's really difficult when we're grieving about our friends and relatives to think of that, to realize that, that the soul lives. We might not be able to see them, but they are there with us. And, you know, a loved one on this earth crosses over, and they have a lot more understanding. They can see into the past and perhaps even the future where we do not see it. And so they're there to help. They're there to connect. All we have to do is tune in.
When you say tune in, that's exactly what you were talking about before. Because of the energy shift, we're going to be in a position where we're raising our vibrational frequency to a higher frequency so that we can be more aware of what it is and tune in immediately and see what
we have a caller, Charlene. Let's see what our caller has to share with us. And your name, please.
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. It's been a while, darling.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been working on me quite... I don't think I ever stop working on me.
No, we don't, do we?
No.
Because we want to be perfect.
No, I don't want to be perfect. I just want to be filled with light and spirit and close to God.
Like I said, perfect.
Oh, no, not that.
You know what I
Maybe.
Perceive? What I perceive as perfect... is that we've come here to have an experience and to improve our spirits closer to the soul of who we are, and that's perfection in itself.
That is the beginning of all things.
Yeah, that's the beginning of our true God self. So we
like
are
I said,
in a perfect,
perfect.
Position. We are in a perfect position.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we
so.
Are.
Rosemary, what have you got to share with us, darling?
Yeah.
I was in deep meditation, and I have about two things. And one was a request that you sent out for help with the collider in Norway.
Oh, actually, what we're going to be doing is sending out an email in January to have people join as a group for that healing.
Yes. And what I...
And what did you come up with?
What I came up with was I know there is no such thing as time and space. And so I just simply asked to be in the right place to assist this entire group mind to do God's highest will and preserve this wonderful place called Earth.
Yeah.
And I had never in a long time felt a connection of such intense power.
Wow.
It was like... the whole room just disappeared and everything became white. And it was ask of me what you will. And then I just let it go. I asked and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that happened was shortly afterwards, I simply said, what would you have me to do? And they asked me to simply... begin to say that all corruption had left my frame, my form, my being, that I was filled with the greatest light and the highest service, and that is to be repeated throughout the days.
And so apparently you've been doing that.
Well, I learned how to follow directions, but I don't always know what they mean.
I like that.
And I would like a little more light. I'm obedient as far as I know to God's highest will. but I would like a little more understanding if you could share that with me. What am I doing without consciously knowing, but knowing that I would choose to do it because I love Source?
I'm having a little trouble following this. Repeat that again, Rosemary, what you're desiring.
What is it exactly that I'm doing with these series of wonderful and powerful affirmations that I don't know what they are, but I just do them because I've been asked to do them? And can you give me more understanding of what these affirmations are and what they are meant to do?
Well, the voice and the word, as you know, I mean, you know this only so well, sets
mm-hmm.
up a strand of energy, a vibration. And as that word comes out of your mouth, and I'm looking at it now, when you have said things, and I see this with other people, they don't really understand so much that words really are things in the sense that they are vibrations. And
mm-hmm.
as I look at you and you say the affirmation, the words set up a vibration. It is an energy. And the thought that you have behind the word accomplishes, it makes a trail, so to speak, to an object that you are intending to enforce or encourage or even replace. And this
uh-huh.
is true for all of us. And so when people say affirmations, it is important to feel love because
mm-hmm.
that vibration should be surrounded in love. And I would say it's also important to think the words that you are using, because it's like an arrow, so to speak. Your
mm-hmm.
your word is almost like the tip of an arrow. The emotion and your intent is like that part of the arrow that is like the stick part of it, and then there's the tail part of it. That's the emotion
mm-hmm.
and the intent. And it hits the target. Now, what affirmation in particular were you talking about, wondering what it's doing?
The affirmation that I was asked to do was to affirm that all corruption was leaving my energy field, that the pulsing from Source was clearing and cleansing all vibrations and unfinished things that no longer served me as a being of light.
Well, the word corruption can be misleading in the sense, I think we would perceive it more as something that is negative rather than corruption. If we were using our vernacular, I
mm-hmm.
think you would probably use the word negative, because
mm.
you're thinking more in terms of a negative energy. And I really think this is covering two things. It's covering, like Charlene is talking about, past lifetimes, because
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we are being asked to clear, to make ready for ascension, is to clear all of the energy from past lifetimes. And since past lifetimes, that energy, now I'm not talking about the past lifetime itself, but the energy of that, the emotions that surround that, is in the now. It's in a place where there's no past, present, or future. It's a spiritual thing, that energy. And it is connected to the energy body, our subtle bodies. And our subtle body, you know, we have right next to the physical, there is an energy of the past, present, and future, and what's going on in our life right now is in that energy field. And then there is
mm-hmm.
the mental body, and then there is the spiritual body. And so by you saying that, you're clearing past lifetime, that negative energy that I call it a stuck energy. and it carries over to the present, to the present energy body. And so by you clearing the past, you're clearing the present, and this is the time to do it, and it's easy to do it. Like Shirley and I were talking as we started the show today, the energies have come into this planet where it is much easier to clear this than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding that due to your counsel, and whenever I do these clearings, I always include myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and that's
not
beautiful.
Them. It is I who chose the experience for the experience and the learning within it. And so
now, there's another thing. Rosemary, there's another beautiful thing that you could do, too, and I know that you're interested in this, is you can add to that that aspect of planetary service, so that negativity that you're clearing from yourself, you could also have the intention to clear from the planet.
Well, you know me. Most of my life, I've gone, ever since I was a child, I would go and sing to the planetary spirit and its heart.
I know, you're beautiful.
and sing of God's grace and sing of ascension and sing how the universe wanted Earth to rejoin the highest vibrations. And she's
well, you were in Atlantis, and you recall when we fell to the lower dimensions. And so what we're doing now is we are repairing, we are healing what was lost during the fall in Atlantis, and we're also going beyond that, which perhaps people are not realizing because there's so much what appears to be negativity right now. But we are going to go beyond those virtues and gifts that we had in Atlantis before the fall.
Wow. That's going to be fun.
Well, it really is going to be fun. And you remember some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going beyond that.
Yes. And some of the jokes and games and cool. And thank you. I have a clearer understanding of it.
Well, you say that, but you knew this, darling. I didn't tell you anything you didn't know.
Ever since Atlantis sunk, I have taken to heart the Sorcerer's Apprentice tale, and I do check in.
Well,
and I want to express gratitude for you. We'll share that my husband was in the hospital last week.
Oh, dear. How is he?
Oh, he's much better. I went into the emergency room, and there was no one there but me and about a band of angels. I walked to his feet, I pulsed them, and I sent out a call for angels, and three bright lights appeared right in back of him.
I love it.
And I said, thank you. And then his mom showed up and said, and they said, you need to watch him. And he's just fine. He's just no clot, no nothing, just a little minor infection that we just did not want to ignore.
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up for a couple of reasons. First of all, to tell us about your experience with your husband, and I'm so glad that he is recovering. But secondly, you're affirming something that we said earlier in the show, and what you are affirming is the power that we are as human beings, that we can place a call and have angels come and answer us, and we can place a call and have our loved ones who are on the other side come and assist. And you see, you have enough ability that you can see into the other side, and I'm so glad you told us this, because so many people who cannot see into the other side yet are not aware, are not convinced of the power that they have. They're not convinced that by sending out a call that they get an answer.
Mm.
And this is so important. I mean, we have so many on the other side who are so willing to help us. I mean, there's archangels, there's angels, you know, Mother Mary and Yeshua, and we have so many sources, and people feel that they're alone. So many people feel that they're alone, and they're not.
No, no, we're not alone. You may find that when you send, the general audience, when you send out a call like that, and if it starts to come out in a form of impassioned, loving rhyme, what you're doing is seeking to use measure and vibration to bring help, assist, and change the situation.
Indeed. And you know that because you can see into the other side, and that gives you confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so many people do not have that confirmation. And so I thank you for coming and saying that.
Well,
because it is
you.
The truth.
Oh, and the great adventure is beginning. And, you know, I'm seeing people who are ready to arise, take up their bed, and walk in the greatest of light. When you have a man that when you have a man that's 80 years old, and he's currently putting in the plumbing underneath the kitchen sink, and it's, you know, with the garbage disposal and the whole thing. And we're sitting there and we're praying and we're going, okay, God. And the next thing I looked at him and I said, we need a car jack to push the disposer up because God said it's too heavy for our hands to lock into place.
Did you get the jack?
Yeah, worked just fine. I mean, so God's the ultimate mechanic, too.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something, Rosemary, that I would like to say to people. Be careful of what you ask for because you just might get it.
Well, Bill's asking for long life and regeneration and to walk in the light, and I think he's gotten it. I've never seen a man quite like him in all my days. When I met him, there wasn't metaphysical bone in his body. And he just changed and blossomed and filled with light. And every night he listens to a wonderful meditation about walking in the light and being in the light. And I've seen a transformation in front of my very eyes from someone who lived in just 3D to someone who touches the stars every day.
And, of course, you had nothing to do with any of that.
Of myself, I do nothing, but by the Spirit within me, all things are done.
Now, what I'd like to add to that is, you know, we all hold the space for one another, and the interesting thing is people live up to our expectations. And you were expecting this kind of good things for him, and he just agreed, followed you along.
Well, that's a good thing, because as holders of the light, women need to step up and ask and hold that expectancy in their world and in their life mates, and to step up and say, honey, you are not allowed to speak to me that way. I love you dearly, but no. Because when that disrespect comes in the door, it's sadness that follows. So let's speak to each other kindly.
Amen to that, and thank you for that reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what you're really saying with that, Rosemary, is you're taking your power back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking the other way, hoping it'll get better, won't make it any better. It'll make it worse.
Well, I think that's good advice.
You know, we used to say to ourselves, the soft answer turneth away wrath. And sometimes when wrath is there, the only response is to say, I love you from a good safe distance. Let me know when you've calmed down.
Sometimes a good safe distance is in another house.
Well, that has been known to happen too, but sometimes it just gets resolved a little better. I want to thank you and Charlene for everything. By the way, Charlene, my hair did grow back.
Did it?
Yes, thank you.
Why don't you explain that? You know, people in the audience are hearing that, and now you really have raised some strange thoughts in their mind. Explain what happened, dear.
Well, I was processing some stuff with my biological father, the one that strangled me during Roman times, because I wouldn't marry the fat man. And apparently I didn't have enough oomph to handle it. And when I handled it, I didn't do a good job. And half my hair fell out. I had long red auburn hair, and it just kind of got very thin after that. It was like being around an Irish setter that was shedding. And and finally, when I talked with you, and Charlene did the work, and she said, by the way, your hair will grow back. And I went, oh, thank you. And it has. Thank you. Because I processed the grief.
So did it come back in curly?
Yeah. Nice.
Well, see, I'd also like to comment on that, my darling. When we clear events in our past lifetimes that is affecting the current lifetime, you see the change in the current lifetime, and that has to do with all kinds of distress and disease. And that's another truth that people don't always realize.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the phrases in our language are so explanatory, like green with envy and all, you know, seeing red and stuff. And we're always telling ourselves things, but we need to listen and remedy the situation.
Well, that's because you do get what you vibrate.
Yeah.
That's what you've been talking about. And people aren't aware that what you say is what you create. And we're not aware of how much we create our life as is.
Well, I will tell you a story, and then I will make room for someone else. But when I was quite, you know, that horrible age when you're just unaware of your power, and you're the gossip girl, and you're in your young teens, and oh my goodness, it's a prickly stage. And my godmother absolutely heard some of the nonsense that had been happening, and she said, young lady, you will write down the word words. Now you take the S off the back and put it in front, and you will find that you have a sword.
Mm.
And you are accountable to God for every one of those things that comes out of your mouth. And I assure you, it cuts both ways. Knock it off. Gossip is not allowed.
That's wonderful.
That was good for 50 years of good behavior.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And quite a woman she was.
Oh, she was the model for the little redhead for the Campbell soup can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wonderful. So this is when we learn, as Charlene says, that our words are power, and that when our prayers are infinite creator, let my words be guided by you today. Let me speak what you would have me to say, and then go on our way. You'd be surprised the information that comes to us, the ability to help a person when we don't even know anything about it. But our prayer was, let me be of help and assistance and kindness today.
Mm.
And the only reason to speak is to exchange information or to make someone feel better, period.
So true, my darling.
Mm-hmm. So thank you both. I mean, I just... So you have aided my growth. You've helped me so much. You helped my hair grow back, and you made my soul a lot stronger. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we like to have our hair, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Well, see, that was a big thing, make your hair grow back.
Oh, it is. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, it shows the power of your mind and the words you speak that in. Indeed, it did recreate the ability for your hair to grow back in. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't create it.
And we will create even more as time goes by.
And it's doing it faster. That's why we're told to watch what we say, because right now the energy shift is so quick that you might find the negative coming back in 100-fold, if you're not careful what you're doing. So make sure that most of it's all, like you were talking about, don't say anything that's negative about somebody else, because you don't know where they're coming from. You have no clue. You don't know what is their DNA, what is their past life. You have no idea what is they're dealing with on a cell level. We don't know that.
No, you don't.
So you brought up a very wonderful point.
Thank you very, very much, and I so appreciate all of you.
Well, thank you for calling.
We appreciate you too, Rosemary. And you have a wonderful holiday, and glad that your husband is coming along.
They keep saying you aren't on any drugs, and he keeps saying no. They're amazed that he's the max he's ever taken are some vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get a lot of people just taking light in and not taking any more of those drugs.
Indeed.
It's incredible.
Indeed.
Well, it lowers our vibrational frequency. Let's put it this way. It changes our frequency because drugs do have a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And it can alter the frequency you choose to be vibrating at.
Well, we had one experience with something. It was a very bad attack, and I knew he was under some kind of stress. I woke up and I anointed him with some very powerful essential oils, and I said, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which is not of love must leave your body now."
Okay.
And I turned it over and woke up in the morning, and he went back to sleep too. And when we woke up, the entire area over his chest was red, but he was well.
Wow.
So there are people out there who are negative, but we love them, and we understand what they do.
That's right.
But
we don't know where they've come from.
Yeah, they're lost, but we're not, and we can help them be found.
Hmm.
By our example.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. I will let you go, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Bless you, dear.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, my friends, if you want to tune in and be counted, so to speak, give us a call, 888-815-9756. So, do you have any comments on any of that, Charlene?
Well, I think she brought out some good points. A lot of times we are not aware that the words that we're using, we become so adjusted, or traditionally we make certain comments because it's just the vocabulary we've learned to use. But when you start listening to your vocabulary, the words that you're creating, then you go, whoops, I've done that so many times. That all of a sudden I realized, oh my goodness, that isn't what you want to be repeating all the time. Had a dear friend that had open heart surgery, and after she's starting to feel a little bit better, she said to God, she says, how come I had open heart surgery? And he said, listen to your words. And the words that she would be saying was, oh, that just breaks my heart. And she said that was just a normal phrase for her, was to be saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally we start picking up words that we use to express ourselves without realizing that we're expressing a negative maybe to one of our organs and the cells within an organ, or like she was doing. She was not aware. That's what she's doing. She was always saying that was traditional for some. Oh, that just breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. Watch the words you use. And so she became very aware of how she had created that in her life. And I think we're all, I mean, I do the same thing. We all do it. So I have to look at it, and then sometimes, too, I have to go at least, I don't know how often, but I go through all my organs and thank them for all the work that they do and what they do for me to give me to function correctly. And I think that's a good thing to do. I know that that's something that was taught from the Chinese, to give thanks and gratitude for all that you have, because so many times we're creating negative rather than giving thanks for what we do have.
We have another caller who has called in, and your name, caller.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Linda. I'm from Florida. How are you today?
Hi, Linda. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, on your note about creating negative things in our life, I've been creating some huge catastrophes for the last 10 years. And
wow.
I don't know if it's all mine or what I'm doing wrong. Maybe you can give me some insight.
What kind of catastrophes?
Well, some major illnesses for myself, divorce. My house just went into foreclosure this week.
Oh, how sad.
And the list goes on. I'm sorry?
What did you say about the car? You were starting to say something.
Oh, yeah. I had a bad accident a few years back where another person died. And
Charlene, do you want to comment on this?
Yes. A lot of times when you're looking at some of these things that are happening to you, some of
mm-hmm.
them can... Some of it can be that you've picked up some cell memory. If you've got cell memory from past life where an individual had a lot of negative that was going on and a lot
mm-hmm.
of trauma, you carry it through into this lifetime and it just continues on, because it sounds to me like it's you're having one thing after another going on, right?
Right.
And you're saying it never ends.
No, it doesn't seem to. Just when I think I'm getting a reprieve, something else comes up.
Okay. What I call it is a sphere of understanding. In other words,
mm-hmm.
let me give an example, and I think a lot of people need to be aware of how the subconscious works. The subconscious
mm-hmm.
is very obedient to what it hears. It can only
mm-hmm.
it can only function to what you're hearing. So, for instance, let's say all of a sudden, oh, you've got a job you just love, and you're being very well paid for it, and but in the past, whether it was past life, in your DNA or ancestral line, or from this present time, you've had nothing but stress. You understand stress, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you have all these wonderful things happening, all of a sudden what the subconscious will say is, wait a minute, I don't understand this. I only understand stress. I don't understand being happy and cheerful and having joy. It doesn't understand that what you're experiencing. So it'll sabotage what's going on. Then you're back into what you understand, which is stress. Rather than joy and happiness.
Well, I mean, I was very happy for the first 40 years of my life. It's just the last 10 that's really been...
The last 10? Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened, like, 11 years ago?
Well, it started with the divorce from a long-term marriage.
Okay.
And... you know, then problems with my lawyer, and I got really sick all at the same time.
So then after that, it was just ongoing, right?
Right.
Okay. Is it okay with you if I go in and ask God to help you with that?
Oh, please.
Okay. Because there's something major going on, and a lot of times what we really should, in a session with somebody, I'll go in and ask God, what is it that you want to clear for her?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what it is. It's a clearing that is required.
Yeah, it's a clearing, and I have to, I just go in and with your permission and ask God, what is it that needs to be cleared here so so that she can get in a productive, happy, and joyful life. Is that okay with you?
She said
that
yes,
would be wonderful.
Dear.
Okay. I can't tell. Your phone is popping, or either that or it's mine. So I'm listening.
Well, somebody's phone is popping, and she did agree. And if you would go in and ask what needs to be cleared, that would be wonderful.
Okay, let's do that.
Yes. So, Linda, I have found in my work also that when people have a string of events like this, it is the soul prompting the individual to clear all of these past life issues and present life issues because we are preparing for ascension. And when when people intend to ascend, they're working along with their soul because they wish to ascend. These issues come up, and they need to be cleared. And Charlene's going to help you at least get you started. We might not be able to clear everything today because I think you have several issues here to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just talking to you until Charlene comes back because she is in an altered state and she can't hear us speak at the moment, but she will come back as soon as she gets the answer from God.
Okay. I've been practicing metaphysics, studying it hard for the last 20 years, and
you are really working with this and really trying, but there's a lot of people who are working with metaphysics that they're not explaining that so much of this is from past lifetimes that need to be cleared. At least in my experience, I haven't found that to be something that I'm hearing from people.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I had a feeling that was a big part of it. I just haven't had the resources
Know how to go about and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul was prompting you that this needed to be done, that this was past life issues. But if you don't know how to do it, it kind of leaves you in a quandary.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlene's having quite a conversation.
Well, I had called several months back, and she said that the area or the house I was in had a negative influence, and she supposedly cleared it then. But
did I hear Charlene try and come back?
Yes, uh-huh.
She's here, dear.
Okay. He's telling me that you're carrying a negative energy from your former husband. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, he says what has happened to you is you're carrying his energy.
Oh, boy. That's scary.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. That is a good thing to say, but what happens is if you're in a relationship where the other individual is very negative, and that's what he's telling me, that it was very negative. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he's become so hateful. I just can't believe
it. And he said, you're still carrying that negativity from him, and you it's still incorporated in your body and your energy field. So he wants to go in and pull that out of your energy field and out of your physical body. Is that okay?
Please.
Is that okay, Linda?
Oh, absolutely.
Said yes.
Okay. Let's do that, okay?
Okay.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, Linda, because many times when there is a divorce and there's great hostility, you know, some divorces go through smoothly. Both parties are willing just to say goodbye and they move along. And then there are others where it becomes, at least on one side, very vindictive. And when that happens,
mm-hmm.
like we say, thoughts are things. And people can send us these thoughts that are of very low vibration, and they do have an effect on us. So let's...
I was afraid that he did some black magic on me or something.
Well, I don't know as if I would call it black magic. I think it's just a case of the power of thought.
Mm-hmm.
What we are thinking... Human beings are much more powerful than what we are willing to accept and understand. And
mm-hmm.
Edgar Cayce said, thoughts are things, and indeed they are. And the human body is like a radio station. We can transmit and receive thoughts like waves, their vibrations,
mm-hmm.
and that is what the human body is. It's like a radio station. And if there is someone who is directing a lot of negative energy and emotions towards us, it can affect the person that they are sending this to.
Mm.
And so what Charlene...
I'm very sensitive.
You're sensitive?
Very, yes.
Well, you probably feel him in your energy field, don't you?
Well, I didn't know it was him. I mean, I haven't hardly talked to him in years, but whenever I do, he's shockingly toxic.
Yes.
And he's the one that left the marriage with someone else, you know? And
he might not be happy with her.
Well, what he's Linda, what he's telling me is that the energy that he projected to you at the time, you had assimilated it and kept it within your field.
Mm.
You had not, even though you got the divorce, I don't know, when I'm in theta, I don't know what the rest of you are saying. Maybe you've already covered this. But what happens is if he projected negative to you, physically,
mm-hmm.
emotionally, spiritually, you're still carrying it. Or you were, you're not
mm-hmm.
now. Because God went in and released it.
Wow.
So it's like your whole energy field was engulfed with his negativity.
Wow.
And it didn't matter whether you got a divorce or not. We don't realize
mm-hmm.
that we're still carrying what they project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them talk about what's called psychic hooks. And if that
mm-hmm.
psychic hook is not released, then you can carry that negative hook through the rest of your life because it's never been released.
Wow.
So now God went in and released that. But he didn't just release that relationship you had with him. And he also released it in a past life that you had with him as well.
Oh, great.
Well, the great thing is that you called in today and it's gone.
That definitely is the best Christmas present I could have received.
Right. And, you know, there's really more that you need to do with that because I need to show you how you've been carrying it, not only from your sphere of understanding, and that is from conception to now. You look like you had a conception to birth issue as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tough.
Well, and that's okay. See, most of us would say, well, it's very difficult. But really, in reality, you've just been given an opportunity that it's going to be all gone.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying right now. You know, the work we're doing right now is so vital for everybody, for the ascension. The ascension means we ascend to be closer to our true God self and the God intelligence. And that's
mm-hmm.
what the ascension is. And that's what you're doing. So today was a beautiful time for you to be able to come in and release his energy. And it's not there. A woman carries a man's DNA.
Wow.
So you've been carrying his DNA as well. But
right.
God releases that DNA when we give him permission. That's why I have to say now, is it okay if we do this? Or is it okay mm-hmm. to do that? Because he'll do what you ask, because free agency is the eternal principle.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, so then I have to say to him, he'll say, well, this needs to be done, and then I ask you, because I'm a facilitator for him.
I understand.
And then he actually released your his DNA. Otherwise, you probably still saw you doing some of his behavior. Or once in a while, you're still thinking about him in a way that you feel like, why am I still hanging on after 10 years? That's because you're carrying mm-hmm. his energy. So God took the energy that you've been carrying from him and gave it back to him because of the abuse. You've been carrying the responsibility for his issues. Those issues have just been released back to him where he gets the opportunity to work with God to clear them. They don't belong to you anymore.
Thank you so much.
I'm just breaking in here. I think we're going to go on break. We are going to go on break so that we can change up the lines just a little bit, if that's okay. I'll wait for your announcement to go on break, and once we pull you off, we'll change up the lines a little bit. Your audience is listening to me, so they know what's going on. And thank you. I do apologize, but we do got to make this adjustment.
So, Linda.
Well, what Don said is we've got to go on break. They have some adjustment to make at the studio. So, call back later and let us know how things are going.
Well, I can feel a difference already. I can breathe. And that's wonderful.
You will feel a difference. And if you can, call me on my phone so that I can do more work on you, okay?
Will do that.
Yeah, and we'll get rid of the conception to birth issue that you're dealing with.
Can you give me that number? Thank you so much, and bless you.
Yeah, just keep listening.
He'll give it to you after the break, Linda.
After the break, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Don's got to do something.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, and to your wonderful audience. We're going to be right back, so don't go anywhere.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Love, talk and love, BBS.
PBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge, bringing humanity closer to truth.
Well, hello everyone. We're on the other side of the break, ready to take your messages, questions, and if you weren't able to get on the first time, give us a call here because we're on station one and the number here is 888-815-0756. And that's for people who are in the U.S. and Canada. And call that number and you'll connect with us. So, Charlene, that was a very interesting call because there are people who have been involved in a divorce or in other situations where they're carrying the energy from someone else. And we have a caller, and your name, caller?
Kenya.
Kenya. Hi, yeah. Kenya. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, yesterday I had a minor day surgery, and when I awoken, they told me that they removed a softball-sized cyst and my left ovary,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't even know about was there in the first place, and I was wondering if you can help me out to understand, like, how long has it been there or why was that there? What's the significance of all that?
Okay. Charlene, are you there?
Yes.
Do you care to comment on that?
That'll be fine.
Okay.
You're saying that you didn't find, they didn't find it, they didn't see it before?
No, it was a surprise when they went in, and all of a sudden they were like, uh-oh, what do we have here?
So that you just did surgery yesterday in your home?
Yeah.
You're home right now?
I was home yesterday, yeah.
Oh, so it's just an outpatient?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Usually if we're dealing with, on the metaphysical, if we're dealing with the left side of the body, it usually is bringing up a female issue.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Did you ever feel that it was there? You never felt that it was there, right?
You said
it
was on the ovary.
I didn't know it was there. Like, I always thought I had something going on, and sometimes I would cough, and it almost feel like I had to hold something in place, but every time I'd ever go to doctors, they would always, like, nothing's wrong with you.
Oh. So this was exploratory surgery?
Well, I went in to get a tubal, and that when they went in to clamp the tubes, that's when they found it.
Oh, okay. So your question is how come?
Yeah, and like how long has it been there, or what was that all about? And it was quite large.
So what do you feel about being female?
What do you mean?
Are you happy? Are you content being a female?
Or to being a female.
Yeah. I do have tendencies to, I do like to roughhouse a little bit, and I considered myself a tomboy a lot as growing up, but I am fine with being a female.
Okay. Okay. Well, it could probably be forming for quite some time, actually. It's hard to say how long it was been.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that it's been a while, right?
I don't know because it was just found.
Charlene, do you need to go in and ask God what this is about, my dear?
Yeah, I will.
Can you do that now?
I'm in there, yeah, this minute.
Good, good.
I've been on
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying?
Oh, no, it's okay.
What were you saying?
I was just going to say I've been on a spiritual path in the last year, and I believe that it's very much linked to something like maybe some clearing of my own that I've been doing, and maybe this is getting out of me.
Kenya, let me give you a thought, dear, while Charlene is going in and trying to find some information. The body, we have communication with the body. The cells communicate with each other. They communicate with our thoughts. And there is a way that you can go into the body that's really very, very simple. It seems difficult, but it's really not. If you think of some function of the body, for instance, people know how the heart beats. They've seen pictures, for instance, of the heart beating. And if you imagine your heart beating in your chest, your awareness follows that thought, and then it's a very subtle thing, but you're inside of the energy body. You can follow the heart beating, or you could follow the breath. Just think of feeling your breath going inside of your nose, and you know that it goes down into the lungs, and then you exhale. You can follow one of those two things, and if you're in a relaxed state and you follow one of those processes, it's a subtle thing, but your awareness follows the energy, and you're inside of your energy body. And you don't have to do this now, or you can, but you simply ask your body. You just mentally go down to the place where that was removed, and you ask the body, what was this, or what was the purpose? And it's a subtle thing, but you hear an answer. It's literally your cells will respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't aware that this is a very easy thing to do, but everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy. You're very subtly inside of the energy body, and you can communicate. Now, just to explain how the body does communicate with the cells, at conception, for instance, you have two half of a cell coming together, forming one cell, and you've got one cell, and from that cell, it divides, and you have arms and legs and of a baby forming, and veins, and all the different kinds of cells that form from. So the body is so intelligent that it knows how to direct this process, and there is a great intelligence there, and that's what you're communicating with, the intelligence of your body. You're taking the intelligence of your thought, communicating with the intelligence of your body, and it will answer you. And it's good to know, because if we get a cold, we can go into the body and ask what's being cleared, what we need to do, what we've done that has brought that on. And do that in a quiet moment. You might even do it now and get an answer as to what that growth was. Think of the heart beating or the breath, whatever you wish to follow. What are you following, the breath or the heartbeat?
The heartbeat.
Okay. As you see the heart beating, it's a very subtle thing. You will feel yourself inside of your energy body. And if you're doing spiritual energy work like this, you'll notice this subtle shift. Now, just mentally go to the uterus and ask the body, what did that represent? What did that mean to you? Why was it there? Ask one of those questions. And then the first answer that comes to mind, you don't have to say it out loud, but just let me know if you got an answer.
I'm not sure, but it's making me really emotional.
Okay, see, this is connected to an emotional energy that needs to be cleared. So what we'll do is we'll stop here, and we'll wait till Charlene comes back. But understand this process. It's a very powerful process. There is a clearing that needs to be done there, and it's okay. It's okay. Anytime emotions come up, that's a good thing. So just cry. Just allow the tears, because that in itself is a clearing. Just get some Kleenex, a handkerchief, whatever. Just allow yourself to cry. You don't have to know at the moment what it is. Just cry, because you're releasing it. There is a release there that you are participating in. And that's a good thing. Don't be ashamed to cry. It's an energy block that's being released. So just cry. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. That's it. Just keep crying. You're releasing some sort of energy there. It's a good thing. Because even though this mass has been removed surgically, there is some emotional energy that is behind this. And this is a good thing that we're talking about it. Charlene, are you back?
Yes.
Okay. What did you come up with, dear?
You have a past life and present time, he said, of the greater value is in the masculinity. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure, no.
Okay.
Let me add to that. You know, we've had a lot of past lifetimes, and we come in as female and male. I remember a lot of my lifetimes being a male, and I remember past lifetimes being a female. And sometimes when we were in a past lifetime as a male, there were periods of time when males dominated the world, and so they had more power. And sometimes when we are in the female role, we subconscious, and if we're having problems expressing our power, we can remember subconsciously moments when we were male and we were able to bring forth what we wanted through our own power. Does any of that, my words, resonate with what you're feeling right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's not exactly the role itself as a female or a male that you're not comfortable with, but rather it is some of the results that you were able to bring forth in as being a female or a male. Because many times in the past, the females didn't have much of a voice. You know, the male was the dominant factor in the earth, and the female suffered because of it. And so something is happening in your life right now where there needs to be a balance between the male and the female. What I suggest to you, Kenya, I'm coming on later tonight by myself.
Yeah.
See, this time I come with Charlene. Call me later, and we'll discuss this, because this is something that I think the two of us could work with. But right for the moment, let Charlene finish with what she came up with, and then we'll talk later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what he was showing me is the female was dishonored, is kind of what she was saying. And it, you were picking up on that dishonoring or not wanting to be because you were female. Not wanting to exist because you had no authority or no power, no ability to express yourself. So what the God did was go in and release that and resolve it so that you see the power and the glory of being female. Then you won't set yourself up as a female to be self-destructive. Because in that past life, it looked like most females were really kind of, I hate to tell you this, some of them were really put to death because they were female, not male.
Yeah, I get that sense that I've had a lot of really torturous type of deaths in my past.
Uh-huh. And it was because you were born female instead of male.
Well, and there was another thing here, too. Besides being born female, you probably carried the light. In other words, if
yeah.
you were a light worker during these period of times when you worked for the light, well, then there was another reason why the dark was going to take you out. And it isn't just you, my dear. So many of us light workers have had that problem where in past lifetimes the dark has taken us out. And there are emotions that surround that need to be cleared. That's what was happening when you were crying. You were releasing some of those emotions, some of that frustration, and I suspect that you still have more to release emotionally. But Charlene, you know, certainly did clear that aspect of it. So
in this lifetime, I've felt that with all these changes and awakenings that have happened in the last year, that it's brought on a fear of, when this happens in my other lives, I get killed for it.
Exactly. I know exactly what you said.
Exactly.
That's happened. I came to Earth and they killed me.
Every time I come here, they keep killing me.
I understand.
So what you're going through is a normal. Your cell memory is of that. So if you act male and don't feel female, then nobody's going to come in and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he told me, that you were actually dishonored as a female, and this was like you were tiny, though.
Yeah.
It was like when you were little, like almost birth, okay?
Wow.
Kenya, one of the things that has changed all of this is that this year the divine feminine energy has come in.
It's come in. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's come in, and so there's a change this year, and they're not going to kill us, darling.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it's our time now.
It's our time. So
yeah,
you've come in to do the ascension.
That's right.
And so you'll
be call later if you wish, dear.
Okay,
thank you so much.
See how you're feeling now, though. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. There was a nice little releasement there, yeah.
Okay, good. That's what I needed to hear. Because
part of it was
clearing that past life memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
And being able to put you on a path of more joy.
Yeah.
Indeed. Matter of fact, I would suggest that you do a little meditation connecting with joy and intend to feel joy in your body. Because,
okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we have, Charlene has released something for you through, you know, with working with God, and it's good to replace it with a positive emotion, and I would say joy would be the emotion. And as you do that, see yourself dressed in white with a crown on your head, a chalice in your hand. See yourself as the goddess, because that is what you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to say,
Charlene. I will do that today.
Indeed, do it.
Yeah,
and that's
with
the goddess within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go in and just thank all the femininity within you and honor it, because male is not without the female, and the female is not without the male, because
that's
they're two
right.
separate energies, and we have to have both.
Yeah.
So honor the fact that that is what you are. It's your choice, and God's giving you that gift to be
mm-hmm.
here in this part of the ascension.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you, both of you.
Be happy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. I suspect, Charlene, that there are a lot of people, a lot of females who are having issues around being female. Not that they don't want to be female, but they're subconsciously remembering things from the past that they need to clear, just like we went through this clearing today.
Yes, in order for them to honor who they really are.
Yes.
Yeah, the female energy is very caring, nurturing, and, of course, that's coming in as being a prevalent energy right now, but we might clear others and ourselves.
Right.
And get ready for
We have another caller, darling.
Okay.
And your name, please.
Hello?
Hello? Your name, please?
Irina?
Okay. Hi, Irina. What can we do for you?
Oh, hello. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful program.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Is this the first time you've listened to it?
Yes, today is the first time. So my question, maybe I missed something that you talked before. It just, how can I know about my other life on Earth? That we call them past lives, my understanding. I think they all go right now because we are in the now. But this about my other life on Earth, and I assume I have other lives on other planets. So how can I find out these lives? How can I remember? I'm not aware of any of that.
I can give you some thoughts as to how to remember. Charlene, would you like to give her some thoughts as to how she could remember her past lifetimes, and then I will?
Well, you'll probably find that some of the things that you're going through right now is in conjunction with the things that you're going through right now, some of the issues that you have. What you're doing is you're coming through and remembering them, your past life, because you're dealing with it now so that you can clear it.
Irina, what Charlene is, she's having a hard time understanding. Irina, what Charlene is saying is the problems that you have in your present life are there because of past lifetimes.
Right.
Yes, I understand that. But how can I know myself in past life? I'm not aware. I'm aware of me right now, like Irina. But I presume maybe I was Joseph in Greece. How can I know
you
that? What's the base to remember?
Oh, you want to be able to remember, is that correct?
Yes.
That's what
I don't remember, people clearly knows that they you discussed about you being in some other times and what personality you were. So I'm thinking, how can I recall that or to be aware of me in past life on Earth or on other planets?
Do you want to answer that, darling?
Part of it is like what I was telling you. If you're have some particular issue that you're dealing with in your life, that is your past life. That's your cell memory from past life.
But she's asking, how do you remember it and how do you clear it?
Recall myself, I'm telling, for example, how can I recall myself? Maybe I was, Mark in Cyprus, 100 years ago. How can I really know that? What's the ways to realize that?
Well, I'll tell you how I do it, Helena. When I work with people on conference calls, and what we do is when I see a past lifetime, I see it as a circle. In other words, a person's born, a person dies, and when they die, it's like the beginning connects with the end and it forms a circle. That's how I perceive past lifetimes when I look at someone.
Uh-huh.
Each lifetime sits on top of the other lifetime. It's like a circle sits on top of a circle, another circle. And if you stand at the bottom and you look up at your past lifetimes, it is similar to a tunnel. And that is how I perceive past lifetimes when I'm working with someone on the telephone. And so what we do is when a person has a particular issue, like Charlene is talking about, if you have an issue today, you've got a pain or you have a problem that you want to clear, then they hold the energy of whatever that problem is, if it's fear, if it's hatred, There's an emotion behind it. And so I have people stand at the bottom of the tunnel. They look up, and they hold that emotion. So let's say a person was married, and maybe they really disliked their husband. They felt hatred from their husband. You hold on to that emotion. You acknowledge it. You become aware of it. And then you ask your soul to take you to that lifetime where there was a similar emotion. And I do this on my Lord Metatron healing conference calls. I hold the space, and then the soul takes the person to that lifetime, and I help them get into that lifetime, and they see it, and they see the event, and then they clear it. Now, that's how I do it. Charlene mm-hmm. has a way that she does it, and I suspect that if you talk to other people, they would have a different way also, because people have different ways of moving into that energy, because it's what it is. It's energy from the past, and we all work as an energy worker, but we have different ways of doing it. So that's how I do it with a person. I hold the space, their soul takes them to the lifetime, and then we clear it. Now, I have some people who they just start remembering lifetimes. They just spontaneously start to remember them. But there's not too many people who do it that way. Now, I have done it that way. But another way to do it is to meditate, to be perfectly relaxed, and to ask your soul to take you there. Was that helpful?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you very much. And is it only my life on Earth? Does it possible, like, I have different lives because, like, our DNA is from a lot of different, like, planets? Is it possible to recall something like that, or just, like, energy, or how does it work?
Remembering a past lifetime from another planet is helpful if there is a need for it. And what I mean by that is it depends upon what your mission is. We come uh-huh. into this lifetime, and before we come into this lifetime, we work with our soul and decide on a mission. Now, there's a lot of people who are bringing in energy, bringing in information from other planets right now. And I know of several people who have come to Earth. This is their mission. And they're connecting with people from other planets. In other words, if they're from Sirius or from the Pleiades, they might have a connection with someone on that planet, and they have agreed to bring in information from that planet. If that's the case, if that's your mission, then it's helpful for you to remember your previous lifetime when you were on that planet. But for mm-hmm. the most of us, we are dealing with issues that occurred on this planet. And uh-huh. it is a possibility that because you have this interest in finding what planet, other planets you came from, that maybe you have agreed to come to Earth and bring higher information from that planet. Is this something that you feel connected to, that you feel connected to another planet?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. It just kind of, I don't know, it just always like some questions in my head, and but mm-hmm. I don't feel like, something like
mission. Well, it could be just curiosity.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. It could be curiosity. If you don't feel this strong connection to another planet, then it's probably just your curiosity. But most of our issues are dealing with, for most people, they're dealing with issues that happened to them when they lived upon this planet.
Uh-huh. So, okay, so I understood. Yeah, if some problems, and if I work like you advised with that problem, the possibility that I would recall from where it's coming in, it's kind of like intuition, like something, some memory comes with right understanding, yeah, and I can maybe recall, maybe not. But for you, it's natural. You like, but for someone who is like just didn't.
Elena, I've worked with this over many lifetimes. That's why it's easy for me. See, I know that I have done this work over many lifetimes. So it is a skill that I have worked with over many lifetimes, and. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to speak for Charlene, but I suspect that that's probably true of her, too.
So why is it easy for you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, because it's like any skill. You know, if you want to play the piano, you sit, you take lessons, and you practice, and you practice, and you practice until you become very skilled at it. And it's true with spiritual gifts also. It is usually we work over many lifetimes. We were created to do this kind of work, as I believe I was created to do the kind of work that I do. And each soul has a specific mission. We were created to fill a very special part in God's plan. And that's the beauty of it. We are all participating in God's plan on some level.
Yeah, cool, wonderful. And do you think, like, when some problems arises in life, and this is one of the way to resolve it, and like with the possibility of recalling this past life, it's not necessary to recall the past lives to resolve the problem? What do you think?
Well, it's not always necessary to recall a past life to clear it. But I have found in the work that I do, people are aware of their past lifetimes when they clear it. Now, when Charlene works, God works with her, and the people do not always recall that past lifetime, though I know she sees it at times. But the work that I do, I work with the past lifetimes so people actually do recall it. So everybody is different.
Does Charlene always tell what she, like information complete? Or something maybe.
Well, she's here. Why don't you ask her, Charlene? Elena wants to speak with you, dear.
Okay, you're saying, do you need to recall it? No.
No, she got past that. She's on the next question.
Which was?
It just when you return, you get some information and then you give it to person and, do you, like, give the whole information, or maybe something needs to be withheld at that time, or how does it?
Well, most of the time, if you're dealing with an issue and it's in past life, sometimes I'll see what it is. And then I'll ask, like you, is it okay if God pulls it and resolves it? But you don't necessarily always need to know every single past life and what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is giving God permission to release any cell memory that might be making it difficult for you to process and go into ascension. Most of the time, he's just clearing things for us. But you'll find that the things that you start clearing becomes quite obvious to you that you're dealing with it in this present time, in this time frame. Did I answer your question?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Because, see, he sees that you've had several past lives maybe dealing with the same issue that you're dealing with in this. In fact, he showed me that many times.
Wow.
And he says, Well, she didn't clear that before, and so she's come in to work on it again. So we go in, and God will just say, okay, this is the issue, and he'll actually pull it and resolve it. Then he'll release it and cancel it. And it's just done. Somebody says, well, how long does this have before it is complete? I said, it's done. He just did it. Because you've come in with a certain issue, and maybe you've done it several lifetimes, the same issue. And right now, when we're dealing with the vibrational frequency of the earth right now and these changes, it's becoming quite rapid that we're changing them. Because God right now is making, having it possible for everybody to raise their vibrational frequency to a higher frequency so that we're more into our true God self.
So wonderful. Okay, and then, okay, maybe I have 100 problems, and then I clear everything, resolve, and then I wouldn't have, no problems.
Right. Yeah.
This is the goal.
Yeah, and whatever that issue is you're dealing with, he'll go in and he'll pull that in any and all past lifetimes.
Yes, and then at some point I should come to resolving all of them.
Well,
at some point. At some point,
it'll all be resolved.
Well, we have another caller, Helena, and if you wish to, if you wish to call in with a particular question where you want something cleared, call back, dear. And
thank
so we'll move. Yeah, goodbye. We'll move to the next caller. We have another caller.
Hello.
Hello. Your name, please. Hello.
My name is Laura. Hello.
I can hear you, dear. What's your name?
My name is Laura.
Laura?
Yes.
What can we do for you, Laura?
Well, I'm enjoying your show immensely, and I had a strong urging to call regarding the relationship I have with my mother. My mother is elderly and is has been, I would say, very negative for many, many years. And
hard dealing with that, isn't it?
It is. But I found ways to, in holding my vibration as high as possible, that it helps. In when I have to deal with her, I have to sort of reduce the amount of time that I spend with her. But I would love to have some of this cleared for her, possibly. And I'm sure, what is this reflecting back to me that I may need to have cleared? Because this has been an ongoing scenario for many, many, many years.
Charlene, do you want to respond to that, darling?
Well, I find that what we have to do is God will go in and clear the energy that is between you and your mother. It could be that you had a relationship with your mother in a past life. And you're in here at this particular time clearing that relationship. So what you do is you go in and ask God to clear this relationship that you might have a positive interaction with each other. It could be emotionally, physically, it can be spiritually, and you change all of that energy that is negative at this point, and you'll turn it around because you're going to put a positive. But a lot of times we've got to go in and change it. Has this been from conception on?
It has been, I would say that it was something that was apparent to me when I was probably in my early teens, and it's more to do with her personality, so to speak, and she's extremely paranoid and has a lot of delusional thinking at times, and so she's become quite isolative, and I feel like there's much negative energy that has probably even attached to her, and for many years I've kind of...
about that one.
It many times when she's in these, when she's in a frame of mind like that, and she can be very lucid, and she's a wonderful, loving person, and I that it's hard to interact with her when she's in these really negative states, and she's very paranoid and vicious, not toward me necessarily, but just her outlook on life, her outlook about other people. She's very isolated, and I what to do, how to handle that in the best way. I've transmuted much in the last few years as I have done much energy work, and I'm working at holding a high vibration, learning to see her in a different light, because for many years I saw her as somewhat dysfunctional. And so what else can be done? Is there things that can be done about the negative energy that I feel at times is attached to her?
Well, give me a call and I'll help you with it, okay? Because it is,
okay.
What you're talking about is negative.
Pardon?
And we need to...
what she's saying, dear, is there some things that we can't discuss on the radio, but if you call her, she'll discuss it with you privately? And while we're talking about that, Charlene, why don't you give her the telephone number, dear?
Okay, my telephone number is 801-944-9346.
Okay. Okay. And when would be a best time to call?
I'm Mountain Standard Time.
You're Mountain Standard Time. Okay, I'm Central Standard Time.
Okay. Because there's certain things that are just, you don't want to cover, especially if it's personal on the phone, okay? But we'll go in and see what we can. Go in with God and have, is God your higher source?
Yes.
Okay.
And when would be a good time to call you?
There's some things that he can do to help her and help.
Charlene, she asked the time, darling. What time?
Okay, if it's Mountain Standard Time and you're Central, call me between 10 and 5.
And that's during the day?
Yeah, sometime. You can call me at night. That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Just don't call me past 8:30.
Okay, your time. And it's in any particular day of the week?
No, not really, No.
Well, you work mostly between Mondays and Fridays, Charlene.
Mondays and Fridays, okay. All right. I will try to, I'd love to talk with
you.
Would you
do that? Because there's some things we need to do, have him go in and do for her, you and for her, okay?
Okay.
And it will
change
it.
Okay, Charlene, give your telephone number, dear.
Okay, 801-944-9346.
4-6. Okay, thank you. And,
yes, you're welcome. We'll get that taken care of, okay? I've seen some really wonderful things happen, so just call.
Thank you, Laura.
Is it okay to call on a weekend day if possible?
Yeah, you can try to get me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I have several websites, but for our Metatron soul healing conference calls, that is at www.metatronminutes.com. And there's information there about how I work with this. And so you have Charlene's phone number and you've got my website. So if we have, we might have time for one more person to call in because we're getting close to the end of the hour. And if you want to call in and speak to either Charlene or myself, our phone number here, we're on BBS Station 1, and that call-in number is 888-815-9756. So we've had some interesting calls today, Charlene.
A lot of variety, huh?
Yeah, we did have a lot of variety.
Yeah, we did, which was great.
Yeah, I like talking about different things.
Well, it helps the audience.
Indeed.
It can be changed. I think most of the time in our lifetime we feel like that, my circumstances are what they are and there's nothing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't realize that God is God and he can change anything. We just
indeed.
Have to... Yeah, go in there and get it changed because it can be changed.
Well, I feel like I want to review something since no one is calling. I want to review something that I discussed earlier, and that is about how you go into the body and get information about the body, because it's a very subtle thing, and if you are relaxed and you go into the meditative state, you follow either the breath as it goes into the lungs and inhale and exhale, or you follow the beating heart. And when you do that, your awareness follows behind that. And it's a very subtle thing, but you're then inside the energy body in your physical body. And the mind has great intelligence, and so do the cells of your body. And so if you have a situation going on inside of the body, you do that and you ask. You gather information about what's going on inside of the body. And it's amazing the answers that you will receive. So it'll set you on the path of work that you need to do. It'll bring you to an awareness. And trust what you're hearing. Because as simple as that is, it really works. So, my friends, we have 5 more minutes. You know what? 5 minutes are going to pass, and then you're going to be sorry that you didn't call. We're here at 888-815-9756. What were you going to say, Charlene?
Well, what I was going to say and emphasize is that there isn't anything that you're dealing with that is not serving you can be changed, because it's like
it's
you were talking.
It's a good point.
Yeah, because we have to realize that God is God. He can do anything. He created what we have, and so therefore the problems or the issues that we're dealing with, He can change it. We just think that we're stuck with it, when in reality we're not. And so it's important for us to realize what the issue is, and like you were saying, do whatever method it takes to get that resolved so it isn't in your life again. Like you and myself, we've seen some really wonderful miracles in people's lives.
Indeed.
And it can be changed, what you're dealing with. If it's negative, it doesn't serve you, let's see what God can do about it.
Well, and also, we have to take a certain responsibility for our lives, too. We are here, we're the master of our life with God's help, and it is what we were sent here to do, to take our power back and to arrange our lives as we wish for it to be, not the way it necessarily is. And it's exactly what you're saying, Charlene.
Yep.
We have the power. We've been given the power. And for too long, because of what's happened in the past, we feel like we're victims and not masters.
I think that's the important word, is that we're the master and creator of our lives because of the things we think, the things that we say, because that becomes our actions and our
2 minutes, Charlene. Give us your website once more, dear. Not your website, your telephone real quick.
The telephone number is 801-944-9346.
And I gave you the website, MetatronMinutes.com. We have a free newsletter that we send out. And also, if you're interested in the energies each month as they come in, you can get all of that information at our website, www.the2012countdown.com. We do have newsletters and updates that we give there. And so if you're interested in what kind of energy is coming in each month, what the masters have to say about it, and directions from that point of view, do connect with that website. There's some wonderful information there. And so, I'd like to thank you, Charlene, for being with us.
Thanks
and for being assistance of all of these lovely, beautiful people that have called in. And we thank you for that.
I'm grateful to do it.
I know you are. That's because you're such a beautiful soul.
Thank you. Well,
and so,
now it's wonderful to be changing all of our ancestral energy as well right now, so it's fun.
Indeed. So
get back with
us in 2 weeks, friends. We'll see you all then. And I'm on later in a couple hours. Give me a call then. Talk to you in 2 weeks with Charlene. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.